Large amounts of animal waste dumped into landfills and left to rot can cause environmental problems. But composting animal waste, like horse manure, can help keep land and water clean. As part of our occasional series on recycling, KSKA's Ellen Lockyer discovers one Palmer family that has come up with a unique exchange program that just makes good horse sense.
At F. Bar J. Ranch in Anchorage, horse owners clean up their horses' stalls the old-fashioned way, with a rake and a shovel. Mary Shields works at the ranch and boards her horse Desperado here.
And what she'll do is she will use her, this rake. And that will sift the manure from the gravel in her pen.
Used straw and manure from the stalls is dumped into wheeled garden carts.
The carts are taken away once a day and we run them down to the manure pit where we collect it until we get enough that we're ready to compost.
Shields and I take a walk to the composting area behind the paddocks.
We stir it once or twice a week. We add organic materials like grass and wood chips to get it cooking even more so.
Do you know how long it takes?
That
yeah.
was a year. And it's quite fascinating. And you can see I've started my own little pile. I like to play. I like to experiment.
One horse can poop up to 50 pounds a day, she says. F. Bar J. boards only 30 horses, but it is estimated that Anchorage's woodsy hillside area is home to 5,000 horses. Do the math. And that much manure can do some damage if it is not properly disposed of.
And we have geese and muskrats and all kinds of critters using the creek, so we keep them clean.
Keeping manure out of the water table can be a challenge. While F. Bar J.'s composted product gets used up locally on friends' gardens and by ranch projects, a Matanuska Valley family wants to use city horse owners' manure as a way of helping their Palmer farm meet its bottom line. And they've come up with a unique solution.
Yeah, so we have these great big heavy-duty bags. They can handle just about anything you can put in there. So usually the horse owner, we just come up and bring their bucket or whatever that they collected from their yard and toss it in.
That's Emily Longbreak with Country Garden Farms in Palmer. Longbreak's family grows hay and sodgrass on their acreage, nestled on level land between Matanuska and Pioneer Peaks. A lot of that hay is delivered to Anchorage horse owners, who in turn are looking to get rid of manure. She uses the manure to fertilize her hay crops.
So we said, oh, hey, we can bring a truck in and drop off all of the hay that we are growing in the valley and then pick up all the poop and bring it back to Palmer. So that's kind of how we started. And handling that much of a really gross material was a big challenge. So we came up with a bag system. So the horse owners could have 1 cubic yard bags, is sitting in their yard. So it was easy for them to scoop the poop and put it right away and not have to have it leak out into the groundwater or anything. And then we had a really easy time just dropping off the hay and then picking up the bags and taking them with us.
The black bags attract heat to get the composting process started and are hung on lightweight racks for easy handling. The farm's soil is full of glacial silt and needs organic matter to keep that hay growing.
Just like old farmers used to do, in Alaska especially, the shipping costs for things up here are massive, so reduced our dependence on outside fertilizers and helped make people aware of agriculture in Alaska and why we need to come up with solutions to our waste and resource use.
Longbreak says it's all part of the carbon cycle. The hay comes from the farm and the manure comes back to it. It's composted for 2 years to let lots of air in to reduce methane gas emissions. Just piling up manure cuts off oxygen during the breakdown process, and that creates methane, a greenhouse gas. And composting manure keeps it out of the water table.
Water contamination is a huge problem. A lot of people are worried about about antibiotics and like herbicides or pesticides going into their water, but they don't really think about their animals contributing to that problem.
And another bonus, manure composted from the hay that produced it contains no invasive species seeds. I'm Ellen Lockyer.